Planning for retirement involves a dizzying array of decisions. Should you put your savings in stocks or bonds? Do you have a pension? How much can your employer contribute to your 401k? How much will Social Security help? Are you even able to set anything aside for retirement at all? And if that wasn't complicated enough, then there's the question of what to do with your savings once you do retire. Just how much should you withdraw every year so that your retirement savings last all the way through the end of your golden years? Well, back in 1994, a financial planner named William Bengen published his 4% rule, which stated that if you withdrew about 4% out of your savings the first year and then that same dollar amount adjusted for inflation every year after that, your nest egg would last for 30 years. It very quickly became a ubiquitous rule of thumb for the retirement industry. Well, Bill Bengen has now retired himself, and he's completely rethinking his famous rule. We spoke to him recently, and he started by describing how he initially created the 4% rule back in the 90s.
I essentially got tables of stock and bond returns for many years going back to the 1920s, and I reconstructed essentially the experience of investors for many years, so the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And I searched for the worst case where the person spent a certain amount of money and eventually ran out, let's say, within a 30-year period. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be 1969. They were the unlucky ones. And the highest they could get out of their money was about 4.5%.
A year.
Well, actually, it works. You take, if you had $1 million, you'd take 4.5% the first year. That'd be $45,000. Then you forget about that 4.5% after that, and you just give yourself a cost of living increase each year after that, you know, consumer price index. Mm-hmm. So if prices went up 5%, you'd give yourself a 5% raise. And by doing that, that person's money ran out in 1998, about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty awful. Well, you know, he was very unlucky in terms of what he experienced right after 1969. The stock market ran into all kind of problems. We had the oil shock, and then we had very, very high inflation. Double digit, which really created the problem because you're giving yourself an increase each year for inflation. And if inflation is going up 10, 12, 13%, you're starting to really pull a lot of money out of the portfolio. Mm.
So I understand that now you are in retirement. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And are you following the 4% rule?
Well, you know, I have a financial advisor who has set up my financial plan, and they use software to determine it. For most people, to be perfectly honest, applying the 4.5% rule is probably not wise, even dangerous, because there are very simple assumptions that I use to develop that rule. Most people's retirement is more complex. They'll have annuities, they'll have inheritances, they'll have special expenses, and those really need to be figured in using software. Mm. So I can't even give you a number, you know, a percentage, but the 4.5% rule is a good overall guide, an indication, you know, of what will probably be. But there could be a range, you know, between 3% and 6%, depending upon an individual's particular retirement experience.
Okay, so Bill, hang on for just a second, because did you just say, though, that applying the 4% rule straight up is not wise, perhaps even dangerous for people?
Yes, I wouldn't do it. I would definitely, unless you have a very simple retirement situation where maybe your only income is Social Security and all your expenses are going up with inflation, which are the assumptions I use to develop the rule, you probably should be looking to use software or go to a financial advisor to help because you will be misled if you try to apply that 4.5% rule directly to your investments.
Well, this is interesting to hear because even though, I mean, I take your point about individual financial advisors and the softwares because they can do a lot more complex simulations in this day and age, right? But your 4% rule of thumb is kind of one of the go-to parts of the retirement industry's playbook now. I imagine a lot of people hearing this might be kind of surprised. Like, what do you mean it may not be the right way to go?
Well, I think so. I think if you talk to the average advisor, they recognize it and they use the software. They know about the 4% rule. But I, you know, in the book that I put out in 2006, I indicated that because of the complexity of individual situations and because the assumptions that I used were very simple, they may not apply to every individual's retirement situation. So I think it's important that they understand that. They just don't blindly use that rule.
Now, is part of the reason why 4%, the 4% rule, while it might sort of feel good because it's easy to grasp, why it's perhaps not the wisest course to follow blindly is because of, you know, what you talked about earlier, that, for example, in the 70s, there was the oil shock and rampant inflation. Later on, you know, we've had market crashes not infrequently. So essentially, the 4% rule doesn't really account for all the unpredictable things that can happen to a retirement portfolio.
Well, the 4% rule, you know, the 1969 retiree went through, he went to heck and back, if you want, in terms of what they experienced. And it's hard to imagine things worse than that, but it's possible we could face that.
You know, I'm reading that a lot of financial planners have rerun that initial experiment that you did to sort of come up with the 4% rule. And for example, Vanguard recently reran the numbers, and they looked at a 35-year retirement horizon and found that withdrawing just 4% a year made the money last only 71% of the time. So given that that's possibly wouldn't make a lot of retirees very comfortable, what's your new advice, if any, for what people should do?
We're really in a unique situation that we haven't experienced in history. Because of the financial crisis in 2008 and the way in which governments and central banks are dealing with it, keeping interest rates very low, penalizing savers, creating, you know, a large amount of money being printed, and the threat of inflation, we don't really know what's going to happen. We've never been here before. We've never had so many countries all at once printing money. So I recommended to my clients before I retired that to be conservative as I felt they could be, because we may be in an entirely new situation where past rules may not apply. Just have to be, I think it's wise to be conservative at this point.
Bill Bengen is a recently retired financial planner. He's speaking to us from Palm Springs, California. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And now a moment on some of your thoughts from a recent segment we had. We had a lot of reaction from our interview yesterday with Annie Zirkel, who started a Save Thanksgiving Facebook page where she urges stores to stay closed on Thanksgiving. Well, listener response ranged from, quote, "I think it is a sad and dire commentary on our times," all the way to someone who wrote, "I will shop till I drop on Thanksgiving and Black Friday." You know, we always like hearing from you, so send us your thoughts at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.